Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 47-year-old Michael Bowker of somewhere in Australia. Michael works for a conservative Christian organization, and he shares their values that they preach. As such, he stands against pornography and views it as a sin. At least that's his admission to it. However, our friend Michael acknowledges that porn can be a great stress reliever. So he at least says that much, and that's at the heart of the story. Now, it seems that his workplace, which is Family Voice Australia, I believe there's Family Voice America, Family Voice England, et cetera, international organization. Apparently, it's an incredibly stressful place to work. In fact, a court even ruled that their national director, when Dr. David Phillips, he demoralized staff, caused tension in the office that was, quote, palpable, created workplace anxiety, poor staff morale, heavy workloads, and long hours. And because of that, according to Michael, that's the stress that led him to start watching porn.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, during one of his vigorous masturbatory sessions, Michael had a stroke.
Oh.
Not saying a euphemism. I'm saying my man got real excited and had a stroke while punching the clown. Now, he survived, but he spent 3 months in the hospital and has had various complications since then. Anyway, Michael sued Family Voice Australia, saying because they made this place so stressful, he had to resort to pornography. The pornography was so exciting, he ended up having a stroke. Sounds like a ridiculous lawsuit. Yeah, he won. And now he'll receive 2 years of weekly pay for anxiety suffered at work.
Damn.
Think about that, man.
Okay. For all for masturbating and having a stroke.
And had a stroke while masturbating, yeah.
Oh. Stroke for stroke.
Yeah, Mike showed me the story. This morning. We couldn't stop laughing. I hadn't even read the story yet. I'm like, I'm sorry, you had a stroke while masturbating. I want to know what porn site he was on.
How old was he?
47.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were going to say like 70-something.
No, I want to see the thumbnail he clicked on because that's some good stuff right there. Like, I will risk having a stroke for this. But let's drink to Michael. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, old Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hola.
All right, OD, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. As always, three categories for you to choose from. The wonderful world of drugs, bite me, in other words, what did someone find in their food, and finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm too old to be in touch with the drug world. I'll go for what people have eaten.
All right.
Eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Oh, thank you, Weird Al Yankovic. We have him standing right here in the studio. He was hoping you'd say that so he had something to do today. All right, here is your story. It involves a woman named Lori Graham, and she says that she ordered food from a Santa Monica restaurant for her and her husband to be delivered to their hotel earlier this week. However, once the pair received their food and began eating, Graham's husband discovered something inside of his pasta dish. She says, quote, I went to the lobby of the hotel, received the order. It was completely sealed and packaged. I got upstairs. We began to eat our food, and my husband was eating his fettuccine Alfredo. Then he took a bite, and he thought it was hard chicken or some overcooked cheese, but we come to find out it was something entirely different that had been melted into the food. She went on to tell the local media outlet that her husband is also considered high risk category for coronavirus, as he is, in fact, diabetic. Now, the woman spoke to the manager of the restaurant location, who said they apologize, offered the pair a $200 gift certificate. She doesn't know if she's going to accept the voucher after the incident. But the spokesman for the restaurant addressed the situation on a statement. And, of course, they said, look, we take food safety and sanitation very seriously, blah, 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 all the stuff you're supposed to say. But we get it. Our question is, what did the husband find in his otherwise delicious fettuccine Alfredo? Was it a Band-Aid, a mouse, a latex glove, or a wet wipe? So a Band-Aid, a mouse, a latex glove, or a wet wipe. One of them was inside of his fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, none of those good.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to find any of them.
Band-Aid, mouse, latex glove.
Or wet wipe.
Wet wipe.
Ooh.
But you said it was crunchy, right?
They didn't say it was crunchy. They said when he first bit into it, he thought it might be a hard piece of chicken or some overcooked cheese.
Oh, wow, man. I almost got to go mouse because, I mean, I've found all kinds of stuff in my food over the years, but crunchy?
No crunch.
No crunchy.
No crunch.
Don, you're just adding that in, man.
Yeah, you just, I mean,
I can't say whether it was or was not, but they did not use the word crunchy in their description of it.
Okay. Well, I'm old. Could you run through that one more time?
Absolutely. So they, in their fettuccine Alfredo, either it was a Band-Aid, a mouse, a latex glove, or a wet wipe.
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't know. I guess having to roll it back, I'll probably go Band-Aid because I know when I was working in the food industry, I lost a few.
I lost one. I found it before it made it out to service. And then one time I found someone else's Band-Aid from the bakery that supplied our pizza dough. It was not an awesome moment.
So the guy said it was crunchy.
Yes.
Don, I'm with you. I'm going to go Band-Aid only because they said it was either a piece of chicken or a piece
hard
of
cheese.
Right, so I thought it might be wet wipe, but that would be a massive chunk of cheese in your Alfredo. Mm-hmm. Plus, all of it's going to be white because it's Alfredo.
Sure.
Yeah.
Miles, you've been on fire. What do you got?
I got wet wipe.
You got wet wipe?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You wouldn't notice it if, no, I mean, you pulled out a 8x8 wet wipe.
Yeah, but if it's balled up and it gets cooked into your... Because keep in mind, when they got the food was completely sealed. So it got cooked in with whatever the meal was.
All right, old Don, what are you thinking? Band-Aid, mouse, latex glove, or wet wipe?
I think I'm going to have to go Band-Aid.
Band-Aid it is. Okay, we're going to find out if it was a Band-Aid, a mouse, a latex glove, or a wet wipe next.
That was a tease.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Subject, bite me today on Profilers. We got a woman who ordered food from a restaurant to be delivered to her hotel room there with her husband. Her husband, I thought he made the right call. He ordered fettuccine alfredo.
Always a good decision unless you're lactose intolerant.
Been into something, though, in there after he got it. They offered $250. Whatever this was, it was cooked into the food.
Yeah.
So the question is, was it a Band-Aid, was it a mouse, a latex glove, or a wet wipe?
And old Don, that is the exact question that we posed to you. First, we'll start with Miles, who says, what wet wipe? Mm-hmm. Not a bad guess, but incorrect. But old Don, you agreed with Dee Ted Smith that it was a Band-Aid. You said you have history in the food service industry, and you yourself have lost quite a few Band-Aids. Ended up in the belly of some unwitting consumer, but sorry, it was not a Band-Aid.
Uh-oh.
In this case, it was a latex glove.
That's better than a mouse. Huh.
I think of all the options, for whatever reason, latex glove bothers me the least. Mm-hmm. Not awesome, but yeah, latex glove.
At least glove followed latex.
Yeah.
Good point. Yes. But you remember, you can always just use one of the fingers.
Now for TV news, all the TV news, all the time. It's time for TV Time with Dan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. Conan O'Brien.
Conan.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, all these guys have teams of professional writers that come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this a late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The last remaining Blockbuster Video has recently started renting out its Bend, Oregon location on Airbnb for nostalgic movie nights, which include free run of the store, unlimited snacks, an overnight stay, and a 90s replica living room. Wow. It's got everything you could ever want. Well, except Netflix.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
The last remaining Blockbuster Video has recently started renting out its Bend, Oregon location on Airbnb for nostalgic movie nights, which includes free run of the store, unlimited snacks, and an overnight stay in a replica 90s living room. Wow, it's got everything you'd ever want except, well, you know, Netflix.
I talked to a family member last night, and they said, question for you, how far is Bend from Seattle? And I said, no.
Oh, you just felt like,
Nope.
Not going.
Not gonna happen. I love Bend's a great town. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Like I'm not driving to Bend to sit in a Blockbuster.
No. Because every one of those families down there has 75 kids. So if you're in there, man, you're screwed. You're like daycare.
Party City says the top Halloween costumes this year. It's crazy, we're already talking about Halloween.
I know.
Party City says the top Halloween costumes this year will include frontline workers, Tiger King costumes, Frozen costumes, and politicians. Nothing says scary like little kids dressed up as politicians. Well, maybe child politicians is a good idea right now.
Conan O'Brien.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith! I know. Dunkin' Donuts already has out pumpkin spice like donuts.
I saw that.
It's pumpkin beers.
The way I read it, the way the headline read it, says Dunkin' already available Dunkin' pumpkin stuff, and I'm like, they have a product called pumpkin stuff. What the? Oh.
I like pumpkin stuff, but give it its time.
I know. Like, just wait. Can we just wait until September at least?
Yeah. Tell you what, I'm going to sweat my ass off this weekend and drink a pumpkin beer out of spite. Look at me enjoying autumn.
Get like a stout, too. Get like a pumpkin stout, something heavy.
A Tennessee woman received her driver's license with just a picture of an empty chair. Meanwhile, the chair saw the photo and said, damn, I blanked.
Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
A Tennessee woman received her driver's license with just a picture of an empty chair. Meanwhile, the chair saw the photo and was like, damn it, I blinked.
Dr. Pepper announced a nationwide shortage. And in other news, Texas has decided to secede from the union.
I
would say so, too.
Yeah. Yeah. They love DP down there.
They do. Didn't it originate in Texas,
I believe? It did.
Waco.
Do you know why it's flying off the shelves?
I don't know where.
Do I know why what?
Do you know why one of the reasons is it's flying off the shelves?
One of the reasons is because of the cans.
The cans? And not only that, but there's a rumor going around that if you have severe migraines, for whatever reason, Dr. Pepper will help you.
The doctor is in.
And Diet Dr. Pepper, by the way, is one of the best diet drinks out there. I know a lot of people don't diet, but you know what I mean? Like, if you like a diet drink, that's a better one.
Yeah, if I go diet, I'm a zero guy.
Yeah.
A stunt double in England recently set himself on fire to propose to his girlfriend. So, he is extremely romantic, and bonus, he already knows what it feels like to be married.
Details, yeah.
Wow, Seth Meyers.
Okay. A stunt double in England recently set himself on fire to propose to his girlfriend, so he's extremely romantic, and bonus, he already knows how it feels to be married.
Speaking of marriages.
Yes.
Brian Austin Green, everybody knows him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys know him from?
90120 Melrose Place?
90210. Okay.
Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And being with Megan Fox, also known as Hammer Toes.
Right, so he was always, right, the last few years he's been more.
Shake your head at me. She's known for having hammer toes. What do you want me to tell you?
It's hammer toe time.
I still think Megan Fox is the first woman I saw with the new trance stamp. The cursive on the ribcage?
Yeah.
So, he's kind of famous lately for, and granted, he was on a massive show back in the day. So, Megan Fox and him are going through a divorce. Now she's dating Machine Gun Kelly. The source
Kelly
told People magazine that Brian is annoyed that she focused on a relationship, that she is so focused on a relationship with Machine Gun Kelly.
Isn't he already, like, banging two chicks or something?
I don't know. He doesn't understand why they need to post social media pictures with silly. Basically, he's just a public figure. So I will say he didn't make this announcement. Like somebody else told People magazine. But right. I don't care who you are. Like they're not divorced yet, so I get what he's saying. But whoever you are, if you're going through a breakup, like it's never fun to see him with the other person on social media.
And on social media because people are on social media. I mean, I get that you're annoyed. I get that it hurts you. I understand all the human emotion. But bro, it's social media. That's what people use social media for.
Mute them from my feed. I don't want them to look and go like, oh, look, you already dropped me or whatever.
She's Megan Fox and Machine Gun.
He can't avoid it.
If you're at the supermarket, their tweet or their Instagram picture sitting there.
Yeah, you're right.
You're trying to buy a Snickers bar and here's
a
picture.
I just randomly scrolling through Twitter and went, oh, my God, look who my wife is with.
No. And you're exactly right. Right. Normal people, you could just unfollow them. Some people block you. You know, you don't know what's going on.
I'm sure she's blocked, but you can't. Look, I've seen her with Machine Gun Kelly, and I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. That's how you know the relationship's really over. You unfriend him.
Oh.
Yeah. You're out. Except my profile's super public, so you can see what the hell I'm doing.
And I don't care.
But I'm untagging you with these pictures.
If she tagged him on the pictures, you'd go like, okay.
Yeah, that's a bit much. Here
I am. It's just a pain. Then you got to go through all the pictures you were in together where you are tagged, and you got to untag her.
The other thing is with that guy is, regardless of what you think about him, I only know him from the one show. I don't even know if he's a good actor, but I know women dig him. He's not going to have a bad time after this.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this headline's a little misleading, right? Like, obviously he's annoyed. He didn't go out and, like, do a giant public thing. A friend of his, a source, told People magazine. It's like, right, again, like, this is just natural. Anybody, like, I don't care who you are. You could say you're not jealous. It's not, I don't even know, you're just annoyed.
It's not so much jealousy, but yeah. And the thing is, I've seen pictures of him with chicks, too. And I'm sure he did not tag her in a picture. And again, I don't care, and I've seen the pictures. So I know she's seen the pictures.
Yeah, honestly, the only thing that annoys me about it is I just don't get Machine Gun Kelly.
I don't understand it either.
Yeah, like, I some people really like his music. I'm just like, eh.
It's okay.
She might not even like his music. I don't think that's why she's...
You know, he's a foot guy.
Oh, he's in a foot... well, that's probably why I like
him. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, positive. He loves her feet.
He loves her feet.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Then good for her. I mean, good for her, man, because she's got some gnarly talons down there, man. So if he's down with it, like, that's the guy she needs to be with.
Yeah. Yeah,
if she said, I'd be like, Megan Fox, I know you want a foot massage, and you're one of the most beautiful women. I'm not touching those without gloves. And even then, I'd have to turn my head and be like, ew. I'd pretend it's something else.
She's pretty hot, though.
She is, man. But then, look, there's just certain things you can't get past. And, like, look, I mean, if she rolled up, like, just keep socks on, right? That's all I'm asking. That's just...
The other aspect
please,
of this.
Please. Yeah. I know how it's... I'm just like, listen, please, can you put it on socks? Because I don't want to be having sex with you, and then I just keep looking at your feet.
The other aspect of this, from what I understand, is obviously they have children together.
For sure.
They've been together for a long time, so like anything else.
They've been together forever.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know they have kids.
Oh, they have, like, three kids. So, for him, it's like, man, if my kids see this stuff, or... It was implied maybe that she's not spending as much time with her kids now because she's so into this.
Now, who knows? I mean,
I don't know.
You got to be like Jennifer Garner to get rid of the, you know what I mean? It's like always with her kids. She is always with her kids. The way the media treats that.
Chrissy Teigen.
It doesn't matter. Well, Chrissy Teigen, right. There's certain people like, right, they're always with their kids.
Because they're mothers.
Yeah.
All right. I have a list here of the world's highest paid actors.
I know who number one is.
Oh, do you?
I do. I like the guy. I don't even know that he's that great of an actor, but he's just that. He's just got the charisma, man. So
The Rock.
The Rock. That's it.
Yeah. And he's just in a lot of stuff.
He's not a terrible actor. He's not the best actor, but you see him, you just kind of smile. My kids, it was funny. We're watching the season finale of the Titan Games, which he hosts, all right? And so The Rock pops up, and he's explaining what's coming up. My son's like... Yeah, he was Maui or whatever the guy is from the Moana movie. I'm like, yeah, he was him. He rattles off another one. I'm like, yeah, he was him. He's like, and Aquaman. I said, no, that's the other big-ass dude that could kick daddy's ass, but that guy has long hair.
That's a good call.
Jason Momoa. I understood the confusion. I'm like, right, the tattoos, the size. I'm like, he's not Aquaman, but I understand why you thought so.
Jason Momoa seems like that giant dude that, like, I mean, of course he could kick all of our asses.
Yes.
But it seemed like he would feel bad about it.
He is. He's Hawaiian.
And he'd be like,
hey,
you know,
dude,
what?
Won't just stay down. I really want to stop hitting you, but honest to God, you hit on my woman. You kind of pissed me off. And you know, man, you still owe me $20. Mm-hmm. So I really feel bad.
And he'd pick you up and be like, did you learn your lesson?
And just to make sure. And look, I feel bad about that last shot. You didn't know it was coming.
All right, let's try a game, though.
All right.
I'll name you an actor who makes a ton of money. You tell me the favorite movie you've seen him in.
Okay. All right.
So we'll start with The Rock.
Oh, man. Actually, let's say I watched Jumanji 2 with the kids, and I actually laughed my ass off.
Jumanji is very unrealistic with, like, the helicopter scenes and all that, but it's action-packed. It's fun.
Jumanji's unrealistic in every possible way.
It's a board game that comes to life.
I know. There's no way you're escaping that thing in that helicopter.
I would say Pain and Gain.
I have not seen that one.
Pretty good. All right, number two on the list, Ryan Reynolds.
For me, it would probably be, oh, cripe. No, that's the wrong dude.
Deadpool?
No, Deadpool. It was Deadpool, yeah.
Waiting.
Ooh, that's strong.
Ooh, strong. That's strong. That's a good call. I'll go two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. Mm-hmm. All right, number three on the list of highest paid actor. That was a TV show back in the day.
Yep.
Mark Wahlberg.
I don't. To me, he's kind of like The Rock in the sense of whatever movie he's in, I kind of enjoy him. It's just a kind of dumb. Lots of look, he shoots people, things blow up, but he beats the piss out of people. So I kind of just enjoy those movies.
Yeah, I thought, but he was in Four Brothers, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was good.
Misleading,
that,
but hey.
That car chase scene was unreal.
It was going to be called Three Nipples, but there wasn't Four Brothers.
Also, what did I watch recently with him? Spencer for Hire. Not bad. I mean, just a solid action film.
I'm going to go Funky Bunk.
There used to be a TV show called Spencer for Hire, so I'm assuming then that it's a...
Well, no, this one is like the guy like worked protection and stuff. Or maybe he's a cop and he gets like thrown in jail. Obviously not for the right reasons. Then he gets out and he has, you know, he's forced back in the game. I thought Spencer for Hire was like a detective.
I barely remember the TV show. I remember the name. I think he was. I don't know what his backstory was, but he was a good guy with a gun.
All right, Ben Affleck makes the list. Number four. He's making $55 million a year.
Really?
Just off movies.
Affleck.
I don't know, man. He's kind of hit and miss with me. I enjoyed, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Argo, probably.
Yeah, or just Good Will Hunting. I mean, he's not the biggest star in it, but he's pretty good in it.
I didn't really enjoy the movie. It's not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie. It's just not a movie that... Look, put it this way. I don't care about your love interest. So once you go to that, I'm like, ow.
Did anyone say anything about the movie where he played the basketball coach who was struggling?
Oh, that movie's supposed to be great. And I
never
say,
heard anybody say anything about it who saw it. Maybe
the guy who was the assistant coach, I think, just got a nod for an award.
I didn't think it would be. I thought it'd be a good movie because Affleck is playing himself.
Is it The Comeback or something like that? Right. Or
The Way Back.
The Way Back. The Way Back. All
right. And Miles, you're exactly right because he was going through struggling with booze and this and that, and then getting a divorce and everything. Sorry, it's just a shadow of the helicopter.
Yeah.
Right. So that was sometimes those roles hit a little different because you're actually living that life.
I was going to say he has some history with that. Yeah.
Vin Diesel, just I'll say it for you, XXX. There's a Bollywood actor.
No,
on
you
here.
Know what, Vin Diesel? I will say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, all right. Good movie?
It's just fun. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have a whole lot to say, but I am Groot.
The
hey,
movie
man.
Is fun.
And honestly, the first Fast and the Furious, I really like that movie. Mike disagrees.
I was just thinking of other Vin Diesel movies. Pitch Black was one.
That's way back, early on.
Riddick movies.
That's what he still talk like
I
this.
Obviously saw that.
Before he finally blew his nose.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, he makes the list, but that's basically just because of Hamilton. Will Smith's on the list, Adam Sandler on the list, and Jackie Chan finishes out the list.
Jackie Chan's still doing it, man.
Dude, makes
That's the
money.
Most impressive name on there. Because you think he's probably been on there for the amount of time we've been alive.
Well, it's mostly due to his Chinese box office and his endorsements in China.
He's massive. Yep.
But to stay that relevant that long.
Tells me China needs some new actors.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man in Singapore films his family and church members in the shower for his online friends. Meanwhile, a Facebook group dedicated to taking pics of loaded guns pointed at their groin comes to an end. Florida man binge eats 10,000 calories a day so fans can look at his belly.
Yay.
People taking bar exam online have to deal now with something smelly. An American soldier in Germany tries to steal a cab, but he's thwarted by that pesky stick shift. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida where a man had some explaining to do. The man was stopped by police after getting calls that he was in a fight with another man. Not only that he was in a fight, but that he was also constantly fidgeting with his pants pockets. Police gave the man a pat-down and found that he had bags of MDMA and pot on his person. Thinking quickly, the man explained to the police that the pants that he was wearing were not his.
Okay.
Regardless of these facts, police still saw fit to arrest the man.
Oh my God, I'm not wearing my own pants either today.
That is weird. Just a complete stranger gave them to me on the street, and I put them on.
Hey, want to trade pants?
I can't believe the cops didn't believe it.
That happens a lot.
Right. These are my buddies, and he keeps drugs on him.
Actually, his explanation was a stranger.
He actually said a stranger.
He said someone I did not know gave me his pants, and I put them on. The cops were like,
were you walking around without pants?
Like, you know, what do you want to be arrested for?
Exactly.
Lewd and lascivious behavior?
Who's the guy that you're walking beside that says, you know what, you need these pants. Here you go, buddy.
And anyone that offers you pants to wear on the spot, I trust those pants.
Not to mention, are you going to give somebody your pants with your drugs in them and forget that you left your drugs in your pants?
I hope the cops ran all that by him. Like, first of all, sir, if someone has drugs in their pants, they're not giving them to you.
No, right. No. There's a handful of things wrong with this story. I'm not saying I don't believe you, but it's fishy. In other news, a 19-year-old U.S. soldier at the Munich airport needs to work on his driving. A cab driver at the airport was leaning on the hood of his car when out of nowhere the car started. The driver looked back to see the young man in the driver's seat attempting to take the car on a joyride. Problem was, the 19-year-old was having trouble with the car's transmission, jutting the car time and time again as he attempted to put it into gear before eventually running the car into a pole. Soldier's been charged.
I'm going to steal something I can't drive.
He then assaulted the cab driver when he tried to get him out of it.
That's why I don't try to steal a bulldozer, because I've never been in one before. Never tried to drive it. I'm sure I can figure it out over time, but right away.
Not with the guy standing right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Good work. Students taking the bar exam online have revealed their woes of online complications that they've faced taking the exam. The exam lasts around 2 hours and 45 minutes, and students are required to maintain facial contact with their cameras to ensure that no cheating took place or they would face a failing grade. The problem is bathroom breaks. Students went online complaining of needing to relieve themselves in empty bottles and even buckets during the exam.
Wait, how long is the exam?
2 hours and 45 minutes.
They recommend putting a 5-gallon bucket. You use the bathroom on camera, basically.
Right.
Because you have to keep eye contact.
Again, if you're an adult and it's 2 hours. Unless you're incontinent and have a doctor's note, you're like, I think you can hold it.
We've been doing the show for 4 hours. Mm. I have left here to grab things out of the microwave. I'm okay.
Right. I think you can survive.
I've even had two big-ass glasses of water during this show. Totally fine. Now, granted, I understand that my bladder and my control is not what everybody else is, and I also understand that emergencies happen, and maybe, you know what, we should have some sort of contingency for that sort of a thing. But for the most of you, should probably be okay.
I don't know that I would trust someone to represent me who's not adult enough to hold it. I mean, like you said, there's emergencies.
Sure.
But generally speaking, you're telling me you can't not go to the bathroom for 2.5 hours?
Right.
Can I get a different representation, please?
Especially for knowing that you're going to be in this thing that you have to be there for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
You didn't prepare. I shouldn't have eaten that chili and drank the big gulp.
That's right.
I don't want you representing
me. I was nervous. A Palm Beach man is in the news for his particular type of fetish. The man has made a name for himself not only on Instagram, but on OnlyFans. Ted, are you paying attention? On his mission to consume upwards of 10,000 calories daily.
He's also one of those guys that his weight is just seriously in his gut. I don't know how he does it.
It is.
You know, it's like, if I gained weight, it'd be on my back, it'd be everywhere. But his, my face, he looks like a normal dude, and then he looks like he's got a beach ball. I mean, he's a bigger guy anyway, but he looks like he has a beach ball. You know,
I think he's a big guy that has a giant beach ball belly.
Yeah, that's why he's on OnlyFans, friends.
The man
and making money.
Right?
Yes, that's the difference.
I think
and
he listened to
money.
This show, and I think he stole Ted's bit.
Yeah, 100%, dude. That could have been me.
Copyright infringement.
Could have been you, Ted.
I could be up to 500 making cash.
That's right. The man weighs nearly 500 pounds and has built a following showing topless photos of himself and his, quote, ball gut. The man developed a fetish of being bigger in his 20s and dedicated himself to getting bigger and bigger. He's now invited others in on the fun, streaming his, quote, stuffing sessions, in which he'll eat 3 large fast food meals.
Damn. Hey, at least he's making a living on it.
And the thing is
3 large fast food meals?
3 large fast food meals.
That's 10,000 calories?
I think I could do that.
Well, that on top of snacking on protein bars in between meals. And he'll have multiple meals a day, just like everybody else will. And he does say that he does get his vegetables in. He eats healthy-ish.
It doesn't matter.
He'll eat fruits and vegetables because here's his thing. He understands the dangers of being at 500 pounds. So he's actually counteracting that by eating fruits and vegetables, trying to at least keep things clean in there as he goes.
Okay.
He just wants his big gut. He still works out. And he's chugging protein shakes, he's eating protein bars and supplement bars. It's just, at this point, he's going to eat 3 massive, large fast food meals to just basically stuff all of that food into his gut.
Hey, man, power to him.
Every day's a cheat day.
Right. And to what you were saying, Miles, I think he works everything but his core, and I think that's what allows everything to go straight.
He's definitely
to his
not
chest.
Doing cardio. We can see that,
right?
Yeah, the problem with all that is he's in Florida right now.
COVID.
Right. Yeah, fun times.
For some reason, I want a milkshake now.
A man in Singapore was sentenced to jail time after the betrayal of his family. The man took secret photos of not only his wife, but his sister-in-law and members of his church community while they were either undressing or showering before posting them in an online forum accompanying a piece of erotic fiction. After being found out, he was arrested and jailed.
So he's creative, too. Great.
Exactly. So basically, he's making these erotic stories. He's posting them up online, which, to each their own, you go ahead and have at it. But to accompanying it, to help people set the mood, he's taken photos of his wife, which, bad form. But then your sister-in-law, church members, which, why are they showering in your house?
I do have a picture of two flies effing in my yard. Maybe I can write some erotic porn, post a picture, and see what money I get.
Maybe that's the big reveal. But an entire erotic novel of a very sensual thing, and then at the very end, it's two flies.
Right. I love all six of your legs, Mama. Mm-hmm.
A woman in Pennsylvania was charged for attempting to MacGyver her way out of a situation. Her son and friends had spent the day out riding bikes, but rode too long and too far, and they were too tired to ride their way back, so one of the kids called their mother to pick them up. Not having enough room to fit all of the kids and their bikes, the woman compromised by attaching a towel to her trailer hitch and using it as a kind of tow rope. It failed about as hard as you can imagine and caused a crash amongst the bikes. The child said that he wanted his mother charged and would testify in court.
Oh, my
which
God.
I don't know
he
how
hates
that
his
works.
Mom.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Taryn Daly joins you next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.